Get Stormont up and running again after accepting the UK government's proposals to change post-Brexit training arrangements, but final assurances still need to be given. Labour's Peter Carr was Shadow Northern Ireland Secretary until recently.
We've had a few moments where we've become quite close to getting a deal across the line, and it's fallen apart at the last minute. So let's give all of the actors there, all the participants there, the space they need to have these final sets of negotiations. But if we can get Stormont up and running again, it would be huge.
Women in the music industry have spoken about a culture of silence, with men working alongside them, ruining their lives and careers. MBs heard evidence of endemic misogyny and discrimination, as well as cases of sexual abuse. Caroline Noakes chairs the Women and Equalities Committee.
What really struck us was how vulnerable women in the industry were, largely driven by the fact that they're all self-employed and cannot rely on employment law to protect them.
Pakistan's former cricketer-turned-Prime Minister Imran Khan has been sentenced to 10 years in jail for sharing state secrets. A no-confidence vote in 2022 ended his time in charge, and he's already serving a three-year prison term for corruption. Commuters in southern England have dealt with major disruption this morning in this year's first round of train strikes. Members of the ASLEF union have walked out in a long-running row over pay and conditions. Farmers have set up roadblocks around the French capital and apparently plan to stop traffic at the Belgian port of Zeebrugge later. They're angry about red tape, high fuel costs and unfair competition. And Ray has joined Dua Lipa in becoming confirmed as a performer at the Brit Awards after making history by receiving the most nominations for a single artist. She's up for 7 prizes at the ceremony in March. That's the latest. I'm Tim Jones.
This is Phoenix FM.
Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's take a look at the weather for today. It's 10 degrees, thick cloud and a moderate breeze. Not looking very pleasant out there, but it should remain dry but very overcast.
On Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Now, I thought I'd get quick in with the traffic and travel. Travelling down the M25 from home this morning, there's a bit of a delay getting round Brook Street roundabout on the M25. Very slow traffic there. Avoid it if you can. Sandpit Lane is also closed. Looks like there's temporary traffic lights as well along that section just before you get to Sandpit Lane. And they're doing something to do with trees or something like that. I'm not too sure. Along the A1023, not too bad. Wilson's Corner is running okay. Road closed due to water main work on Copperfield Gardens, both the way from Geary Drive to Sycamore Drive. Heading down the M25 towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run. Coming back through the Dartford Tunnel, starting to get a little bit busy at the moment. Up to the M11, no issues. And along the A12, seems to be running fine. More traffic and travel in an hour. Let's kick off the show correctly, shall we? Correctly. Very good morning to you. Thanks to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of broadcasting. Brilliant Spit the Breakfast Show. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. You've got me for the next 3 hours with music, a chat. It is a guest-free zone. Let me just check that before I say that. Yes, it is. I did watch, you know, once, actually, this is terrible, once about 10 years ago. And it does happen from time to time if you get yourself a little confused, a bit like me. And I saw somebody outside with a guitar and I was like, who's outside with a guitar? And they came in, they said, oh, I'm Michelle, blah, blah, blah. And I sat here and I went, oh, no. I said, oh, just go and wait in Studio 2, it won't be a second. And then I flew around for like 5 minutes and went, oh, it's a guest. And I literally went, oh, my God, I didn't really. I had to do all the questions, blah, blah, blah. And within 5 minutes I went, come in, set up, did live sessions. One of the best, in fact, live sessions ever on the station for me. It was brilliant. And, yeah, I managed to... just cover that. I was just like, nothing worse. And it does happen sometimes. It just happens because I've got a terrible... Well, no, it does happen sometimes. It's that was the main one, really, actually, where I was just thinking, oh, my God, what's happened? But nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes. Now, you might have seen the paper about this police... I don't think she's a police woman, is she? It's to do with singing outside a church. Have you seen that? in the papers? But it's been all over the news, and I think what happened is this officer actually, volunteer police officer. Now, for number one, I have to say, being a volunteer police officer, you know, in London, would you want to do it? Because I certainly wouldn't. So, you know, she was performing. But the thing is, a Christian singer was performing outside of a church. Now, I don't know the rules on it. I think, I'm not too sure. I've heard some people say that you're not meant to do religious songs outside of a church. I've never heard that. But it could be right. So I might try and just dig into that a little bit. Anyway, the point is, the singer that she was talking to has got 300,000 followers on YouTube and social media, and is a very well-known Christian singer. So therefore, this was going to go out into the wider world. And I think the one thing that she did that probably didn't do any favours is she stuck her tongue out of the person filming, which, you know, it's not something you do. But she's a volunteer police officer. She's not a police officer. She's a volunteer. So I think, you know, that's being sorted. You have to be. I mean, when you work with the police, I mean, they do have to put up with a load of... load of old rubbish. I mean, back in my day, when I was a kid, I was frightened of the police. Which was the way, you know, oh, you do anything wrong, I'll call that. No, don't call the police. No, you don't do it. Don't you do that. We call the police. And that's how I was growing up. A lot of people in my generation, and probably much, much older than me, that's the way you kind of had the police. That's the way you saw the police. And a lot of things have changed, obviously, in that time. But when I see police officers getting spat at or sworn at, or you can do what you like, and they've got to go, all right, now, calm down. Oh, I can't bear it. Because I wouldn't talk to the police like that. So I would rather that they were the police force rather than just police. And I know there's always going to be people that will take their power and will go to their head, and they will be those. But the majority of the police, you know, the majority of the police aren't like that. It's a rotten job. I don't know who would want to go into the police force. Service, they call it now. I would have known it as police force. But who would want to go into the police service? I mean, really, in today, where you've got a baton to, you know, somebody comes at you with a knife, you're, well, look at me, I've got a baton in hand. That's going to do you a lot of favours, isn't it? Mind you, am I saying I want police armed like they are in America? No. But there we go. It's a very difficult situation. Anyway, you might see in the news. You can let me know what you think about that one. Mrs. G, lots of love to you. She's, yeah, lots of love to Mrs. G. She needs a little hug this morning. I'm sending it through the radio to Mrs. G. Now, we've got plenty of great music coming up on the show, including Beat Bakery, and we've also got a classic track of the day too. Rogue FX, we'll be playing out that track with Sign of Crows as well. And got lots of chat and things. And question of the day, if you could bring one thing into law into the UK, what would it be? Okay, so if you could bring one thing into the law... In the UK, it could be, you might say, I want the death penalty back, or I want police to be armed, or I want no littering on the streets, or, well, I don't think you meant to litter on the streets. Fly tipping gets a minimum sentence of 10 years. Things like that. What law would you bring into the UK if you could, if you were in charge? And we can really see... It's always a thing. I love doing these things, because then you see the people that, you know, you shouldn't be in charge. Making up these laws. No, well, I would. I think what would I do? Mine would be involving my bins, because outside my house, for some reason, it's become a bin store. So when the bins come on a Friday, rather than just people leaving them outside their own front door, they seem to end up outside mine, which is, you know, is okay. But then they get left out there for days if the bins don't pick them up, and it's just really not neighbourly. Leave them outside your own. I don't understand. I don't understand what's wrong with people. You know, it's neighbourly. Obviously not. 10:09, let's play some music. Here is Roach. We're back with a brand new track. This is All the Love We Need.
If we could have the world, or something to make us better, like a million diamonds and pearls, would they matter? We've been looking everywhere for something that makes us happy, but it's always been right here where you and me have everything we need. Cause we got all the love. We got all the love we need. You and me got, oh, more than just enough. We got all the love we need. And as long as you're here with me, there ain't nothing that we can't be. Enough. We got all the love we need. You could have silver and gold and everything people dream of. But if you have no hand to hold, it's not enough. Could never be enough. Something you know is strong, and with you I see that thing is free. Yeah, cause we got all the love. We got all the love we need. Yeah, you and me got, oh, more than just enough. We got all the love we need. And as long as you're here with me, from nobody. Don't need loving, cause baby we got it. Don't need nothing from nobody. Don't need loving, cause baby we got
just
it
enough.
Yeah, cause we got.
I love local radio because it's radio and it's local.
Ground. City Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Phoenix FM.
Oh, talking about food, which we weren't, I bought the most chocolatey biscuits I've ever had yesterday. I was in M&S, actually, went over to Lakeside, and it was really quiet in there, and I was chatting to the woman on the counter, and we started chatting about the automated tills, because you know I've got a thing about those. I love to moan about automated tills. I can't stand them. I don't mind if I've got a little basket shopping. Like, those ones, okay, but they always have a problem. You've always got to call somebody over. And the woman on the counter, on the till, said, have you tried the scan yourself? You know, you can scan. I went, I'm not doing that. I said, that's why I come into Marx's. I said, because you get, you know, because I know that you are trained, because I did worked at Marx's, to chat to people. I might be the only person this week. You might be the only person I talk to this week. That's what they do at Marx's. That's why you always get the people on the tills chat, because they're told that somebody might be coming in. It might be the only person they chat to that week. And it's always like, you know, be chatting to the customer, you know, and you expect that. The new Marks and Spencers at Lakeside is very plush. But when I was talking to the woman on the till, she said the head office now has got a lot of graduates. It's full of very, very young people who all came in to give them training about how everything is all, you know, they want it all automated. And, you know, and I said, well, that's not what Marks and Spencers is about. I know you've got to move things forward, but I don't want to go into a shop one day where there's just no staff at all, because these jobs are the jobs that, you know, people returning back to work or mums who want part-time, maybe people who want a career. I mean, years ago, I know somebody that worked at Marks & Spencer's that started off as a junior on the tills and ended up over sort of 10, 15 years. He actually ran one of the biggest ones in London. Doesn't work there anymore, because I think he might have retired by now, but that's what he did. He won one of the biggest ones. He won one in Essex and one in London, went on to run one in London. I don't know if you can do that now, coming from the ground up, which is what you would do in a company years ago. Now it's like a graduate can come in at a, you know, a certain level, which is, you know, I suppose that's what happens. But anyway, I don't like automated. I like to talk to somebody. Look at me stamping my feet. So when I bought a jumper the other day in there, and I told you I went up to the main till, because I thought, I'm not going to the order. They were going, oh, would you like to come here? I went, no, you're fine. I want to see a person. Thank you. I sound so very old. And when I said to the member of staff about it, she was a young girl, she went, a lot of the older customers, she said, feel like that. And I thought, she's talking about me. I am the older customer. I have turned into my mother. Here are Not Those Carpenters. This is independent music and a track called Take Me Away.
Nice talking to me. Won't let me be.
melon and pomegranate too. Rhyming kung fu, that split bamboo. Crowd rocking, ain't no stopping that rapping fool. I been bad, bro. What you getting mad for? I'm gonna have to light you up. I eat flames up, grab fire out. Make me light my butt. Excuse me, with me, I got a lot of debate. Hard to have a freaking dollhouse nice to be. Curtains go up, it's going down to the thing out the frame with my band. Wow. Let's exercise, you're gonna burn some lip muscles. Let the music work your ear muscles. And if it's skinny, then use your little muscles. A bad bag and too bad for these dumples. But blah, blah, the smash when we hustle. Last time you had a knuckle sandwich, huh? When the last time somebody that puts up off your couldn't handle it. You can't stand it. To make matters worse, you gotta go to the studio with Bruno Mars on another planet. Don't get mad, I'm just saying. Don't believe it cause I'm saying it, but believe it cause I'm saying it. I'm doing the rapping and busting. Rossing on the scratching and cutting.
Mark Ronson and Mystical. It was out about 6 years ago, I think. I love that song. I tried to sing along to it, but I can't. I can't sing very fast sometimes. I just have to... I can do that bit. I can sing it like that. Anyway, I didn't tell you about the chocolatey biscuits. I was getting back to my Marks and Spencer story. So, there I was at the till, and we were talking about automated tills and blah. I was moaning on about I won't use them, blah, 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 blah. Have you tried the new chocolatey biscuits? And I went, well, I have tried. She went, no. Brand new ones. I went, no. And then she said to her friend, because it was quiet, and she went, go and get this lady, go and bring the biscuits over. And I thought I was going to get a free biscuit. Should have known better. Anyway, she came over, and one of them, they're Bourbons, but they're thick, covered in thick chocolate. So I bought them, and yesterday I had a bit of a sugar overload because I had those. I bought myself a cronut or a yum yum as well. And yesterday evening, I just sort of sat there with my eyes lolling about in my head. They are very, very. I've had one this morning. I won't have another one because they are so chocolatey. It's like you've done a bit of a chocolate overdose. It really is. Let me have a look. Hold on, get me up. Let me just get it out of my bag. They are called. Outrageously chocolatey. What a great, that's good. Outrageously chocolatey milk chocolate coated Bourbon creams. How many calories? I'm not looking. I don't want to know how many calories there are each because it will upset me. But they are so chocolatey. There we go. Right, it's 10:37. Watch, we don't have to do the traffic and travel because I did it earlier, didn't I? What's this song here? Hello? Is somebody calling me? Hello? Oh, This is Carl Douglas with Kung Fu Fighting.
Everybody was Kung Fu. Was a little bit frightening, but they fought with expert timing. There were funky Chinamen from funky Chinatown. They were chopping them up, they were chopping them down. It's an ancient Chinese art, and everybody knew their part. From a fainting to a slip and a kicking from the hip, everybody was Kung Fu. He said, and here comes the big boss. Hey, let's get it on. We took the bow and made a stand. Started swaying with the hand. A sudden motion made me skip. Now we're into a brand new trip. Everybody was Kung Fu fighting. Those cats were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they did it with
semaphore. We are
That is Snow Patrol with Called Out in the Dark. Now, it is always good to get your voice notes in, especially when they're from Paul.
Hi, guys. You're listening to Phoenix FM. It's the best radio station in the world. And this is Eat My Brunch with Michelle Waugh.
I mean, listen to that. I mean, he's not a professional voiceover. I like that, Paul. Thank you very much. Very nice. You can send in your voice notes, don't forget, on Messenger if you want to send me a message, or if you want to comment about today's question of the day, because it's got a few of you actually messaging. If you could bring one thing into the law in the UK, what would it be? It'd be your law, so let me know. Mine would probably be involving bins, as you know, I've got a thing about bins. But Christopher and Paul and Bob have all got involved. Oh, Mrs. G has just sent me a picture of her when she was young. Oh, wow. Yeah, she does. Your daughter does look like you. Yeah. Double. Very. Oh, it's lovely. Her daughter's going off travelling. Very worrying for mum. Doesn't matter what age your kids are. My mum and dad used to call me baby. My dad used to call me baby, actually. Or kid is what he would call me. But even when you're old, to your parents, you're still their baby, aren't you? You never stop worrying. Never stop worrying. I say that as somebody who doesn't have children. You would think, but you probably would think I'd have kids, wouldn't you? But I don't. Never wanted children. I think what it was is I saw a programme on child. I mean, I am the youngest of six, and all my siblings are kind of left home before I got to the age of about five, because they're all a lot older than me. And I saw a programme when I was off school. They used to have schools programmes, not very much on daytimes when I was a kid. And there was a woman giving birth. I don't know why I was sat in front of the TV, but they used to put these things on, and it really traumatised me, because this woman was screaming. And I must have only been about five. I wasn't very old. I was about five. And I remember watching it, and I remember thinking, I never, ever want to have a baby. And I never changed my mind from that. I remember seeing it, and that scarred me. And that weird. And even though as you get older, you get a kind of urge as a woman. A lot of the time, you get an urge to have children. That's biological, isn't it? I never did. Will I regret it? Well, you know, I've got my nieces and nephews probably think I'm loaded, so they'll come and visit me when I'm older, hopefully. And their children, because I've got nobody to leave my money to. So they'll be coming to visit, for sure. Otherwise, you get nothing. I'm kidding. I probably won't be, actually, but there we go. Would I like kids now? I mean, if it was possible, would I have a baby now? Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I've never really had... I've not even had a cat, so I don't know if I'd be somebody to be trustworthy with a child, to be honest. Every time I picked up a baby, my mum... Not that I picked them up randomly. You know, if somebody in the family had a baby, my mum would say to me, oh, no, she went, you look so unnatural. I went, Mum! She went, well, you do. It doesn't look right. I went, Mum, shut up. You look unnatural. I can't help it. Yeah, I'm not. I mean, I do. Now I can look at babies and I go, "Oh, they're cute." But it's that. I tell you what it is. It's the crying noise. Well, if I'm out somewhere and hear a newborn cry, but I suppose that's maybe a woman thing. Is it programmed in to make you alert? Because it really affects my ears with that noise. You know, the newborn baby noise. But I suppose it's meant to, isn't it? Because then you fit. You know, it's again, it's an inbuilt thing. I don't know. I'm having a moment today. I don't know why I'm having a moment. It's because I ate that chocolate biscuit, I told you. Oh, let's play one. Oh, let's play this song. I don't know why. You're either going to love this or you're going to hate it. I don't know if I can face it. All right, okay. It's Culture Club with Karma Chameleon.
Doesn't know how to say.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
EV Charging Systems, your local independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room, a perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714 777 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Phoenix FM.
This is Cheryl Crow and this is Alarm Clock.
In the rearview on the PCH, I'm all in. It's a beauty.
is Busted with One of These Days. Plenty of new music after the news. We've got some Beat Bakery and some Rogue Effect.
Hey, I ain't seen you lately, and that's okay. I know you're living life in your home. I know it might be working out today. It might not be forever. And don't act like I've been saying something new. I've been saying it forever. If I call you up in a minute, and even if you didn't hear it, would you hand me back when you see it?
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.